Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And welcome to our festive special for 2015 with the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and not GM, just fun Christmas player, Alex. And with me I have...
James Ross.
Rick Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And special guests...
Grant Howard.
Ooh, hello.
Hello! I'm here!
And we thought we'd shake things up, but this year we're going to be playing a bit of Goblin Quest. With that in mind... Would you care to explain to us all a little bit about Goblin Quest?
Not a problem at all. So Goblin Quest is a game what I wrote, which is why I've been invited to run it for you, I believe. Goblin Quest is a game about... I hope so.
No, there are better people. None of them were available.
you're literally our seventh choice. So in Goblin Quest, you play five goblins in sequence, not in parallel, because they will all pretty much die and go on a stupid quest. This one is about Christmas. We decided we wanted a Christmas-themed episode, so we've gone for a Christmas-themed quest, which we're going to break down a little bit. But I believe we're going to talk about our characters first, right?
Yeah, first things first. We ought to be going around and talking about the characters and maybe a little bit about character creation, because not many people are going to know.
Yeah, okay. I'll give a quick brief of character creation.
Is the game out yet, if the listeners at home want to purchase it?
It's super downloadable on PDF.
There you go. Yeah.
There'll be a link somewhere, I imagine.
Yeah, we'll include a
check
URL.
Check the show notes.
We'll include it in the link dump, and it'll be on the website as well, and we will put it in basically everything we possibly can.
I just like saying check the show notes on every podcast I'm on, because it forces someone to write something. So, the most important part of Goblin Quest is drawing your goblins. So we've all sat around here with some lovely, like, sort of cookie-cutter goblins on our character sheets, which people have filled in and drawn their goblins in.
Most of us are terrible at drawing. Mm-hmm. Lydia's goblins look pretty good.
Actually quite proud of them.
Yeah, they're pretty good, yeah. And that does look like a Spice Girl goblin. Yeah. But more on that later. So there are a few things which you must determine about your goblins. Things like their name, what they're good at, what marks them out from other goblins, what their dream is, what their ancestral heirloom is, which they didn't just find around the back of the bins half an hour ago, that sort of thing. And you name them, you draw them, and you work through them probably about the rate of one every 5 minutes, depending on how quickly you die. So let's start with some of you. Alex, tell us about your clutch and maybe your first couple of goblins.
Sure. My clutch have the honorific, the Yule Bringers. And their expertise...
Bring the Yule!
Their expertise, the thing that they're best at, is excessive meals. So it's not meals that are good or pleasant or enjoyable. It's meals that go too far in every sense. That's what their specialty is. Their quirk, so the things that personality-wise, is that they're all prone to massive sugar highs. Huge sugar highs. And their dream is that all the goblins must eat, whether they wish or not, as much as is physically possible and then a bit more. They are called, respectively, Chomper, Slurper, Dribbler, Gnasher, and Gnarrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr And their defining features, respectively, are greedy even for the Yulebringers, obsessed with drinks rather than food, which is a bit weird to all the rest, slow, just slow, just very slow. He bites and really likes carols, like really likes carols to the point that it's a major problem.
Is that like the song A Woman Called Carol or both? I'm going to put in Woman Called Carol. Carols. I should also note as well, listeners, Goblin Quest is a GM-less game, but I am not playing today. I am GMing so we can kind of get this into a serviceable use for the podcast and kind of try and steer things, but it is entirely GM-less and you can play it without someone shouting at you and telling you what to do.
Indeed.
Cool. So I really don't like Christmas. There is almost nothing about it that appeals to me even slightly. So I've gone for the really Christmassy honorific for my goblins, Al Rosenblatt Begum Khan. My goblin's expertise is psychobabble. They're very good at it. Their quirk, they have good hair, only one hair per goblin.
But it is great.
It's a really great hair.
It's a fantastic
like,
hair.
It's in great condition, thick, it's glossy. It's
salt and pepper somehow.
Yeah. At once. It's grown out of a mold. Like, it's really, it's great hair. And their dream is diplomat, which has a function which I don't understand.
They wish to make friends.
Yeah, there we go. They wish to make friends. There you go. And my goblins are Long John, who has an enthusiasm for pirates, choke piracy. Inigo, who insists on avenging the death of his father, despite the fact that he's a member of an asexual species. Donald, who's just too competitive. Lucy, who's just got a mild head cold, like all the time. Just stuck with it. And Titch, who is a massive pedant. Not like rules lawyer pedantic.
Actually,
but like,
he's a humongous pedant.
Yeah, colossal pedant, an ultra pedant. I think you'll find.
Based on the original lesson, it's pedant.
Have you seen a pedant before? I think you're describing a goose.
Someone came up to him to correct a fact at the end of one of his shows, and he's never got over it.
Yeah.
Was it a goose?
Yes. Yeah. That would make sense.
Tough crowd, geese.
Yes. Well, yeah, you're correct. I would say that it was a goose. The problem is now resolved. You've chosen the correct tense. Bryn.
My goblin's honorific is Claws, but spelt with a Z because they're edgy.
Street.
Their expertise is delivery, by which I mean physical, not like delivery in a management speak sense, because, oh my god, delivery in a, you know, the way
like children.
Delivery. delivery.
And midwives. I see. Carry on.
No. Delivery of physical objects to people's doors in a timely manner. Their quirk is optimism, and their dream is, the dreams come from the rule book, and my dream is traveller, which means they want to see lots of different places, basically.
Makes sense.
I'll give you a tiny bit about each one. My first goblin is Fred. His defining feature is that he's a ring bearer, by which I mean he carries around a large sack full of cheap plastic rings. My second goblin is Jim. His defining feature is all the hats.
Yeah.
I'll explain these if they come up in the game.
I think that's perfectly clear.
Yeah. My third goblin is named Brian, and his defining feature is that he's a sorcerer. That's sauce, spelled S-A-U-C-E. Oh. My fourth goblin is Al. His defining feature is that he's genre savvy. He's wearing a t-shirt with 2d6 on it.
Nice.
My fifth goblin is Vic, and his defining feature is that he's definitely a flying reindeer.
Shut up, definitely.
Definitely a flying, definitely.
Don't look at me. I can't fly if you're looking at me.
You can't see me because I'm so high.
He's
so
wearing
high
a furry onesie, a bright glowing red nose, and antlers. What else? Not? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hooves, if you want to get technical about it.
Yeah.
Grandad.
Oh, I just realised that other people have drawn clothes on their goblin. I have not. All of my goblins are naked. I'm proud of that.
Very sexy.
Yep.
My clutch are called the GobCorp Designated Party Council. Expertise is mandatory fun. Their quirk is departmentalised. They've all been given a department. And their dreams are builders to create a thing. I've got Sandra from Accounts, whose defining feature is maths.
She just drawn a load of numbers on her face. Yeah.
Sandra doesn't have eyes. Sandra's face.
Sandra don't need eyes.
Sandra's face is like the Matrix. Falling numbers.
It's horrifying.
There's Henry from HR, whose defining feature is de-escalation. He's got some pens in his shirt. That means he's from HR.
Yeah.
I don't know what people from HR wear. We've got Bill the receptionist, whose defining feature is receptioneering. There's Grumble from Grumble, defining feature is delivery brackets in the management sense. That might have changed. He's just tattooed no on him.
All over his face and his feet.
It says also, and the other says no. And then there's Trudy the exec, whose final feature is organisation.
Ben's drawn Trudy the exec in Y fronts.
Yeah, with a tie.
With a tie.
So there you go, that's my lot.
I actually borrowed Goblin Quest for a purpose I didn't use it to and actually read the whole thing. So mine have backstory. my clutch stumbled upon an abandoned time hole that the wizards had left around. And they happened upon it at the point where it was simultaneously New Year's. All different years on the human planet.
Well, five.
Five. There might have been more in the clutch. These are the five that have survived. So they were quite impressed by
you. The clutches were toxic.
Well, they keep encountering years full of dinosaurs instead of celebrations, so the numbers dwindled quick.
So they're all wearing glasses with the years that they picked out, which they impressed them the most personally. The honorific is ball droppers, because they all liked the big thing that falls in Times Square in New York.
Oh, the crystal ball thing.
Yeah, their expertise is partying. Their quirk is out of sync. And
they literally cannot fit in a sink. It's like trying to put a dog in a bath. Hop right out.
Yeah. Or a cat in a grease tunnel.
Do you often?
You speak from experience.
Yeah.
And their dream, I was given permission to make up my own one, their dream is to enforce resolutions. Their names are the years that they liked the most. So 1973 has a lovely kind of white fro and like just hair everywhere. It's not good. And he's wearing a nice swirly top. His defining feature is being really quite out of it. 2017, their defining feature is they have a drone. The drone is actually still connected to the internet and could answer any question, but 2017 has only ever asked it banal things like, what's the time? And do I like whales?
I can't wait to voice your drone.
Then 1812, quite liked seeing some music played. Their defining feature is orchestral, and they're wearing a tailcoat, but the wrong way round. 1920 is well-heeled. They're a flapper. 1995 is auto-tuned, and they are all of the Spice Girls.
Good. Right, so that's the Motley Crew who are going to be taking on this challenge. So before we all start recording, we had a bit of a chat about what everyone's quest would like to be. So I'm going to run through in the rough order I've put them in, what everyone's dream is, and then as a group we're going to cobble them together into something approaching a plot. So, fact-finding for the office party, deliver a bunch of presents, teach the world to sing, a Jurassic turkey will happen, and find and defuse the glitter bomb. Which is really exciting. So the way I'm figuring it, I can see like you of Gobcorp have rustled up a counter-party initiative because there's been rogue parties from the armies of good, from the giant turkeys in the armies of good, are starting to invade the battle camp and set up parties. So you need to basically run a guerrilla party initiative, but less cool than I made that sound. What we need to do now is break that down into three things. We have three tasks and three stages per task. So first up, the first task sounds to me like that's your fact-finding part and also possibly finding a bunch of presents. So our first task will be recon, learning about the enemy parties and also like assessing what you think like the other races in the camp would be fun to do. The second task I'm feeling set up, so like stealing what you need for the party, getting it in place, making sure everything goes okay. And for the last task is delivery in a management sort of way. So what we need to do now is break each of these things down into three parts. It's up to you to further your own quests in this bit. So shout out.
Interrogate the competition in some way. So maybe for what food they're serving.
Okay, yeah. And possibly like stealth interrogate the competition. I'll look at what they're doing.
Interrogate with your eyes.
Right.
Not your mouth.
Ask them probing questions with meaningful looks. You've broken me.
For the benefit of the tape, everyone's eyebrows are just everywhere.
Can't see mine behind this newspaper.
Yes.
So after that, interrogate slash spying opposition. I'm seeing like we want to do some research into the market share as well. So I'm thinking, which one of the horrible races which live in the Great Battle Camp are you most interested in exploring for this party?
I think it's the
bugbears. The bugbears.
The bugbears? Oh, okay. The horrible dogmen?
Yes.
Bugbears. I think they know how to party.
They probably do, actually.
Although...
I thought your lot, Ben, would most want to research the hobgoblins.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're the
oh,
most man. Like an office...
Oh, I was going to say the wizards because you have to impress management.
Oh, that's true. Wizards
yeah.
are good.
Yeah.
And my lot do really like the wizards because they found the time hole.
They're givers of sunglasses.
Investigate yeah, wizards.
They are the
shindig preference.
They are the beneficent wizards.
And the last sort of recon, I figure, like we got to try and work out.
We could do a test party, like in a diorama. You know, plan it all out.
Ooh, yeah.
like with a smaller audience.
Yeah, just. Just
a focus group party.
A focus group a
focus
party.
Focus group party.
That's the
vibe. Focus group. Ain't no party.
Although I feel like that ends with ain't no party unless you do this exactly the way that we say using the following pre-prescribed rules.
Mm-hmm.
Not as catchy.
Oh, you heard the song. Okay. Now, task two, set up. Let's see. What sort of things do you need for a successful
food,
party?
Food, decorations, and drinks.
Music. Great.
Then, music.
Oh, music.
Friends. So, lots of friends. One from every one of the races.
Yeah.
Refreshments. Decorations and music.
Steal refreshments, steal music, and deck those halls.
If we get to the Spice Girls one pretty fast, don't worry, guys. We don't need anyone else to help us with the music.
Yeah. Should be fine. I mean, they are all five Spice Girls.
They are all
forced into the body of a single high-voiced goblin.
It's going to be great.
So, delivery. Stage three should be defuse the glitter bomb.
Yeah.
That strikes me as the climax.
I think...
Invites.
I think, yeah, people arriving is the first stage of delivery.
Announce the guests.
Like, I'd like announce them, and so that means they have to come in because we've announced them.
Yeah.
Like you're at some sort
like
of...
Like you're summoning
like,
them.
Like
in summon guests.
Yes, summon guests. Summon guests. I'm also going to do defeat invaders at stage two. And we'll work out what those invaders are when we get there. Great. So what happens now in Goblin Quest, each scene has a set difficulty it goes from. In the first task, it's the number of players minus one. Second one, it's the number of players. And for the third task, it's the number of players plus one. This is the number of victories you need to clear the scene, to progress on to the next thing. There are also bonus complications. Now, I think it's quite fun to have the players do complications, because that means I get to be surprised by what they are. I'm going to need three of you to roll on the misfortunes table.
So, just for the listeners, we're currently like rolling off tables, so we're rolling to see what stage of misfortune happens on, and then rolling from a sort of set of misfortunes what misfortunes happen. Which leads me to the question, could you end up with all your misfortunes in one stage?
No.
Good.
Thankfully, no. Because there's only one per task.
Good.
Well, that would be funny, though. Actually, yes. I'm just going to change some of the rules here.
The advantage of being the writer.
Yeah. So, I will set the scene. It is Christmas Day.
Yay!
Elsewhere, a man called Scrooge is opening a window and yelling at a boy and saying, "Here, you boy, run across to a neighbourhood much nicer than this one and buy me a turkey. Carry it back with your horrible weak arms." But that's not what's happening here. That's far, far away at Dickensian London. We are in the Great Battle Camp. The Great Battle Camp is where you, the goblins, all work and live in as much as you can do either of those things as goblins. You were born in the sporting pits in the centre of the Great Battle Camp, and all around you are the other horrible, ugly races of the Great Battle Camp. There are the duplicitous and sneaky bugbears in their cobbled-together shack of a pub. There are the boring hobgoblins who are exiled from the Feywild for being too boring. There are the orcs who like punching things, yeah? And they worship the god of punching and turnips, Bog'ol Karuk. And there are the wizards in their great black tower, round which a dragon sleeps, maybe, depending on which version of the map you look at. You've been informed by your superiors at GobCorp. There is, I'm going to go for, his name is Mitchell. He's a six-day-old goblin.
Wow.
What's your character's first name? So the first one.
Sandra from accounts.
Okay.
Sandra, get in here!
He says, he's got an upturned, like, orange crate.
our metrics are right down, Sandra!
Oh no!
It's these rogue Christmas parties! We believe the armies of good have been invading the camp and setting up rival Christmas parties to ours!
We'll just work on the figures. That's bad.
That's why I brought you in here, Sandra. Now listen, I need you to put together an executive committee.
Okay.
Of the best goblins you can find.
Right.
To counteract this horrible situation.
That'll do. Oh yeah, okay. Good. I haven't seen busy. Oh. I'm done. I'm going on break.
And you're like, he just walks over and stares directly into a corner, unsure of what a break is.
Another busy day at Corp Corp.
Everyone else. So there is what amounts to a boardroom, which is just a space near some bins.
It's got a board in it.
Yeah, like there's a plank which hasn't yet been stolen somehow. Yeah. And your first goblins all rock up, are clutching their heirlooms, which we haven't actually described yet.
Yeah.
So how about we have the name of the first goblin and what they're clutching in their horrible, greasy little hands.
Chomper, wielding the ladle of Yuletide Justice, which is a ladle wrapped in what could be tinsel. It might just be like the remainders of paper clips and other things.
It does bonus Christmas damage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Plus D6.
Well, loves.
My first goblin is called Long John, and his family heirloom is a rusty quill.
Oh! Oh! He said the name of the thing.
I'm sorry, your character dies.
But I'm expecting a bonus on in-jokes. self-reference.
My first goblin is Fred the Ringbearer, and he arrives riding his sleigh. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a sleigh. It's not a rusty piece of corrugated iron, of which one end has been slightly upturned to make a rudimentary toboggan.
That is a proper bona fide sleigh. Yeah.
And he gives you a bonus to dashing through the snow.
Yeah. Nice. Definitely. And flying.
Dang. What's your first goblin? You've got Sandra, obviously.
Yes, aforementioned Sandra, who is holding the rules box, which is a backfill briefcase with some paper.
Has it ever been opened?
I just rattled it and had paper.
Who knows what wonders lie within?
There are rules.
My first goblin is called 1973, after the glasses that tumbled out of the time hole, and their ancestral heirloom is a party popper, which they've lost the little gold string of, so it can't be popped.
It's been fizzing ominously for the last 2 days.
Yeah, it got pulled off.
And I think at that point, if we take a brief break, we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Test, test. Elias, hopefully if you hear this, it means I've found a way to record those difficult statements I was telling you about. While I hate to speak ill of the dead, the previous archivist left this place in such a dreadful mess, and even an organization with such an unusual focus as the Magnus Institute needs a well-organized archive. As you know, I've been going through trying to digitize and record audio versions, but I've been having trouble with a few of the more bizarre statements. There have been sufficient distortions as to make them utterly unintelligible. Thankfully, though, I managed to unearth this old tape recorder from storage, and these cassettes, archaic as they may be, are still better than nothing. So with that in mind, I thought I'd take it for a spin, as it were. I've taken the shortest of the problem statements, and I'm trying it here. Frankly, I wouldn't normally bother with something so fragmented, but it should be fine as a test. Statement of Jacob, no second name given, regarding God knows what. Original statement given July 15th, 2011. Statement begins. It'll get you too. You can stare all you want, make your notes and your inquiries, but all your beholding will come to nothing. When the time arrives and all is darkness and butchery, you'll wish you had stopped listening and run. Statement ends. Yes, well, you see why I wouldn't have otherwise recorded it. Not exactly something for posterity, but nonetheless. Let me know if you are able to hear that correctly, Elias. If so, I think we can begin transcribing the rest of the statements.
The Magnus Archives, a new weekly horror podcast by Rusty Quayle, coming soon.
And welcome back. So, I believe we were picking up where we left off. Accounts have just been had their talking to, and we're moving on from there.
So we've all just assembled in the board.
The room is
basically turned right away.
You lot, come with me. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm a present, everyone.
I gently toss a ring from my huge bag of rings to every other member of the party.
I try and grab it and miss because out of sync and out of it.
I open my mouth and attempt to catch it in my mouth.
I try to take everyone else's.
My hands are still swiping in front of my face as if there were rings.
What a team you've got here.
I am confident in our success.
Christmas is in zero peril.
Exactly.
Okay, so you reckon the best thing to do is to like, interrogate, spy on this opposition, these counterparties.
We need to know our enemy and how they have fun.
So,
who's our enemy?
What's fun?
What's fun?
Fun is mandatory. Usually involves dancing, maybe with a sock on your head, or some numbers.
Where does the food fit in?
The sock is full of food.
That sounds like the sort of thing which the bugbears would get up to, dancing around wearing socks full of food. So you reckon if you go poke around the Dunn-in, you can probably find out some of this.
I just got the gutter joke. Yeah.
It's also brown.
It's almost like you're a writer.
Almost. So yes, you sneak past the super secret bugbear spy HQ, and onto the
I throw a ring at it as we pass.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's good on my horrible fingers. Hang on. Are you one of them Christmas goblins?
Yes!
Why shouldn't I just eat you? I hate the tastiest goblins of all.
I just gave you a ring.
Oh, alright.
Now you're happy.
Yes, I am happy.
That's how presents work. It's not sensitive to tell other people how they feel. But I'm even happier. His giving is better than receiving. You don't have ownership over other people's feelings. They have every right to respond in whatever way they consider emotionally legitimate. Response to that ring is absolutely fine without your intervention.
I suppose I'm happy and I want to eat him. So...
It's okay to feel these conflicting emotions. Sometimes feelings are complex and difficult, and it's important to talk about them and get them out in the open.
I'm going
to
eat him first, then we'll talk, all right?
All right.
Glorious. So, this is as good a time to roll as any. So this is you exploring the bugbear camp. I'll explain how the rules work.
Yay,
go for it. Seems
rules.
A good thing to do. Always roll one dice. Sure. Because you're a goblin who's doing something. Then for everything you can add on your sheet, which will help, you add another dice to your hand. You roll all those and you consult the table on page 42, which is...
The
rule in Goblin Quest. I'll tell you what it is now. On a 1 or a 2, your goblin is injured, and you cross off one of your little HP boxes. Every goblin has 2 HP. On a 3, something bad happens. You describe what it was. Next player to act is at minus 1. On a 4, something good happens. Again, you describe what it was. Next player is at plus 1. And on a 5 or 6, you are victorious in some way. Victories work to erode the difficulty rating of the scene. And once the difficulty rating is 0, you find out what you need to know or, you know, steal whatever you need to steal. So,
how do we die?
When you take 2 injuries.
Oh, right. Okay.
My God, 2 hit points. That's even fewer than Hammett.
So, you're being chased by a bugbear who wishes to eat you.
I'm going to attempt to escape on my sleigh.
Perfect.
You just sit on this iron and just go, 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 go.
Wherever he sits down, there always happens to be a slight
no snow.
Jingle, jingle.
It's corrugated to reduce friction.
Think better thoughts, think happier thoughts.
It's like six catamarans tied together. So, please roll me two dice for that, I guess.
A Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. I roll a 6 and a 4.
Great, so that's one victory, and something good happens. So, what's the good thing that happens?
The toboggan picks up enough speed on this incline to
2 miles an hour
to smash through a gate that would have barred our way.
Not the gate to our party room!
Whee! Classic gay crasher.
So,
Yay.
The way that initiative works.
That's really a joke that you just described.
Yeah. The way the initiative works is that Alex goes last. The way the initiative works
Why is that,
that
always the game?
Is that everyone gets to go once per round. Once everyone's gone, we make a new round. When you play at home with a GM, it can help to have a little cup when you throw counters in, and then when no one has a counter, you all take out counters and go again.
All right.
But I can keep track of who's gone and who hasn't, at least for the first few rounds. So, anyone aside from Bryn, how are you going to break into the Bugbear's party? HQ.
Well, Fred's already done it, so I'm just gonna run through the door.
Okay, cool. So, like, are you being stealthy? Are you being
no, just being quick? Just walking. I sure hope there aren't two bugbears inside waiting to punch me in the face.
Let's find out. So that's one dice for doing something, and then what else? Whatever else you can add.
I will add maths because I reckon there might be two bugbears.
Are you holding up your box of rules as well?
As a shield?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Any bumping?
A legal shield.
A third dice?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I encourage you to roll as many dice as possible. Because it will only mean you die faster.
Come on, Sandra. That's 6, 5, and 2.
Oh, great. Okay, so Sandra is injured.
There were, in fact, 3 bugbears. I blocked 2.
Feeling pretty good. And then the third bugbear just comes and just sort of like pushes down on the box.
I didn't count that one.
Crushes you a little bit against the floor.
No, Sandra, you should have said, I didn't count on that.
So Sandra is horribly crushed under the weight of the bugbears, but all the bugbears are distracted. Actually, wait a sec. You were adding +1.
Was I? I was.
Because of Bryn's thing. So Sandra isn't horribly crushed, but something bad happens. Oh. What's that?
The bad thing is that there are 3 bugbears in the
The bugbears are now all aware of your presence.
Yep.
Yes.
Cool, okay. So the bugbears are still pushing you down under a box, and like, it's not... There's 3 of them, and they're horrible big dog men. So they're toying with you, but you're doing a level best not to have both your elbows break. 1973.
I'm gonna go in and threaten them with my party popper. Hey you!
What?
This I'm gonna blow it in your face if you let her go. It's 1973.
Can you run that past me one more time?
Get off the mats, goblin!
Alright, Robinson, thanks for helping.
That's great.
Is that funny enough to merit a hat?
I think.
Yeah.
Never ask, just give a hat.
We should explain that to listeners then.
Oh yeah, sure. There is a mechanic for rerolls in Goblin Quest. We have a variety of things, including like a thumbs up or a lucky ear, which comes off your goblin if you want to reroll your dice. But what we're playing with today, because this is a festive game, we have mulled wine, we have mince pies, we also have the boss hat, which is a Santa hat. Whenever someone does something at the table which makes us all laugh, they get to wear the boss hat, they can take it off to reroll all their dice.
And I nominate Lydia for the best goblin ever for her
Santa
hat.
That's fine! Get out of the way, it's gonna blow sometime! Don't know when! Not even really sure which direction!
I mean, a lot of you can see the future and you don't know when it's gonna blow.
1973, I can only see the past.
Oh, okay.
Not very clearly.
Well, roll your dice.
I think I only get 2 unless out of sync allows me to dodge.
Oh boy.
Oh, you die.
I die.
You should have threatened people with that.
So you can take off your hat to re-roll. But I quite like the fact you died immediately.
It's going to blow up in my face, I think. But not actually, because then it wouldn't be able to be passed down. I think maybe I'd just drop it and fall over.
Just a spontaneous heart attack. Unrelated spontaneous heart failure.
All that fairy dust.
So much fairy dust.
It's been trying a lot of different things they found in a gutter. There you go, there's a dice.
Okay.
Bye!
1973 suffers a tremendous heart attack and dies flat out. So 1973 runs in and there's a tense Mexican standoff as the three bugbears pull out their crossbows. He's waving this around and then the bugbears are like, guys, he's ice cold, that one. He's barely moving at all. He's just died. For the benefit of the tape, I made a pose of him holding a party popper. And so, he's dead. You've entered a tense Mexican standoff. If only there was someone who could help.
Well, we know for a fact that they're dog people, right?
Yes.
I was going to use this dog food for the dinner to make the gravy, but reaching into his bag, Chomper pulls out multiple cans of dog food and with a slightly sad face, because it was going to make excellent gravy, begins opening and chucking them like dog food grenades in the vain hopes of distracting the bugbears.
You know, you didn't strike me as a racist. If anything, I'm disappointed. I like it, though. It's fine. So that's, I think that's some dice.
We'll say...
three?
Yeah, that's how many cans there are.
Perfect. And also, like, you can put them in the label and fling
them. Oh, yeah. What's that sport where you have the big scoop?
Lacrosse?
I'll use it like a lacrosse thing. 5, 4, and a 1.
So, you are injured, but
excellent.
You have a victory, which is enough to resolve the scene.
Ah!
So, the bugbears, you know, I really think reinforce is not a negative step. Oh, blimey. All the bugbears run out after the cans of dog food and shamefully push their noses into it like little horses.
I feel like I'm part of the problem.
Crucially, though, you're also part of the solution because you solved the scene. So you haven't really interrogated or spied on the opposition yet, but you sufficiently distracted them to have me tell you what you see.
Yay!
We know that our bugbear party consists of punching people and eating dog food.
Yeah. And is meant only for 3 people at a time.
Yeah. However, the armies of good have been sending in infiltrators. And you can see that at the back of the bugbear's party HQ, there is a gnome DJ. Gnomes!
Gnomes!
They're like goblins but good looking, you hate them.
Gnomes!
There's a gnome with some gnome arcane tech headphones on, laying down some fat beats. And he is conjuring beautiful illusions around himself of Christmas things. He's conjuring the traditional horrible Krampus beast, which emerges from the green pits as is tradition. And of course, there is the traditional giant turkeys. You can see the gnome is laying out some fat beef, turkey, and the most beautiful turkey I've ever seen. This massive, plump-breasted, horrible danglers down from its neck.
I will have you.
It's kind of like it goes like. Everything goes really hazy, and you and the turkey share a moment, even though it's just a picture. But you've learned that gnomes are infiltrating the camp, and also, it seems, conjuring giant turkeys. Anyway, next up is to investigate the wizard's shindig preferences. At this point, your mishap turns up. Your team's mishap, so...
our mishap was...
It's a lightning storm.
A thunderstorm happens and lightning...
We maybe not notice at first because the light show is so good. So then one of the lightning things hits something and it's like, was it supposed to explode?
The problem.
Right, so we are investigating wizard preferences.
Yes.
Right.
Shindig preferences.
Shindig. Wizard shindig preferences.
Yes.
Right.
I'm Shindig the Wizard, hello.
Remember, the wizards are all actually badly disguised octopuses.
Right, okay, so I'm going to use my rusty quill to write out what I, as an illiterate goblin, think is a perfectly reasonable market research survey. And it's going to be from witch, W-I-T-C-H.
Nice.
Exclamation mark, not question mark.
Witch!
Yeah.
Great, okay. Make me a roll. And then you're going to present it to some wizards?
I'm going to post it to some wizards using the notoriously efficient underground postal service.
The Goblin Delivery.
The Goblin Delivery Service.
The Goblin Delivery Service.
Yeah. So you're just hocking it at the head.
Remember,
that's the overground.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The underground is you shove it into a rabbit hole and hope.
So I write out my market research survey. I will ask the questions, how do you feel about parties? Do you
yes third parties.
Or no. Yes. Tell him about it. Yes. No.
Solid.
Yeah. Good. I can't source this. Oh, excellent. Lovely.
Want me to deliver it?
Yes, please.
Maybe a roll for legibility, please.
Legibility. Okay, so...
As lightning starts striking around the room.
Yeah.
You approach the Wizard's Tower, and as is traditional, they've set up the lightning barricade for Christmas. Yeah. All around there are just, like, the smoking corpses of dogs that have tried to come in.
I don't like the light.
You make it sound like another drum and bass party.
And all the smoking corpses of dogs, of course, which are mandatory in the dubstep
room. And are all kind of weird colours as well.
Yeah. See, the worst thing is when they turn this on halfway through November. It's just not the season.
So many tiny graves.
Find the burning corpses of dogs start earlier and earlier every year.
By the time December 25th rolls around, there's barely any dog left.
Right, oi dice.
So, I just won a standard plus one for the Rusty Quill.
Yeah, like, do you want some psychobabble?
Yeah, what? Go on then, I'm talking about feelings. 3, 2, and a 2.
You die, and something bad happens. Okay, a wizard walks past. Hello there, I'm Shindig Preferences, the wizard. Yeah. Are you writing a market survey? Are you writing a marketing survey?
I am writing a market research survey. Would you consider your experience of this conversation so far to be very satisfactory, somewhat satisfactory, neither satisfactory nor dissatisfactory, somewhat dissatisfactory or wholly dissatisfactory?
I prefer to fill it out in private if you don't mind. And he like plucks it off you and takes the rusty quill and sort of like secretes it within his robes and it comes out covered in ink. Wait a second. This is pure gobbledygook.
This isn't
properly researched market research at all.
I've also got an ethnic diversity monitoring form and this data protection way disclaimer I need you to sign.
Very well. Race octopus. Oh, hang on, I shouldn't. And he just buries you in a big hole.
I feel smothered.
So the octopus, he's wearing wizard robes and has like a mask over his face, and he's just jamming a goblin. He's dead now, buried in a hole. I like to imagine that the bad thing is that now that the octopus wizard is wise to your schemes.
Yeah, he's going to be immune to the trick of market research.
Yeah. any of the rest of you trying to do some market research on wizards around here?
No, but I do have questions.
Oh, questions are fine. Come into my study, he says.
Okay.
He leads you through a horrible corridor. Everything's horrible today. He leads you through a corridor of traps. Okay. Being an octopus, of course, sorry, being a perfectly normal wizard, he slithers across them, not setting them off with his suckers.
Okay, I've got this, guys. My sleigh can fly. Everyone hop on.
All right, this sounds reasonable.
Whoa.
2017 dashes in. What happens when one dies? You just kind of, the other one runs up? Do you have to announce them?
You announce them.
Okay.
But it's assumed they know what's going on because of gossip.
Yeah. One big WhatsApp group for all of these goblins.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
All pheromones, but probably just gossip.
Right.
And like I'd like to imagine that in Scooby Doo terms, they're all just hiding behind a wall. Every off screen goblin stacked up 24 high.
Yeah. I'm going to sort of, you know, just punt us along the floor.
Do watch out for the lightning, it's come inside. We had some put up inside, we thought it was festive.
Whoa!
I'm gonna roll 4 dice. One for just being a goblin, mm-hmm. One for having a sleigh, mm-hmm. One for my incredible optimism that my sleigh is gonna carry 4 people successfully through a trap.
And all the off-screen goblins as well.
and a 4th dice because I'm a traveller and I'm getting to see a new place.
This isn't, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
That's a lot of deck you're rolling.
Oh.
3, 4, 5, 6.
So that's minus 1, thanks to James's roll.
So 2, 3, 4, 5.
So that's an injury,
okay,
a victory, and something good. Something good's cancel out something bad.
The good thing is that I set off some of the traps without hurting someone.
There's a series of like of ridiculous springs and pulleys and geysers and poison darts, and at one point there's a trap.
One of them actually manages to successfully launch the sleigh airborne briefly, allowing me another glee-filled squee.
You don't scrape your head off the ceiling all that badly.
No.
Everything's going so well!
Yay! Flight!
you've gone down the corridor, mm-hmm. and come into my parlour. Now, I believe some of you have some questions to answer. Or maybe you're going to go through my things. Anyway.
At which point I'll go, yes, they have some questions. I'll point to Sandra. And then neck an energy drink, get sugar high, and do a massively quick search of the room whilst the wizard is distracted.
I'll just turn my back for a second. So, Sandra, you... And so I'd like to make, in kind of like an almost a police squad sound, I think we have this really mundane conversation. This guy's just bouncing off the wall. Okay, yeah, Rom's nice.
Okay. So I will be using my quirk for a dice. I will be following my dream of the gourmand, which is eating all of the things or drinking all of the things. And I feel like that might be all I'm grabbing.
Okay.
But you're on a sugar high as well, so it's the third one.
Yeah, and he's greedy as well.
Oh, yeah!
Four dice.
I'm feeling this. I'm ready.
And you got plus one.
Oh, wow.
Wow!
Oh, that's great.
That was a 3, a 5, a 5, and a 6.
Or a 4, a 6, a 6, and a 7.
Or a 4, a 6, a 6, and a 7.
So that's a good thing and 3 successes. So, wow. Yes, you are. You fill your boots.
I'm carrying you guys.
It's like Dread, where things go annoyingly well and breaks the game somewhat.
We've only had 2 deaths. Yeah. I mean,
this is a write off.
Shut it down. You go through and you find a wizard's party album with our favourite parties. And it just seems to be a picture of them. It's like them in the masks, and they're just like, there's 3-eyed goats, and they're just sort of putting their hands on the 3-eyed goats' foreheads and communing or drinking their souls. It's not entirely clear, but it's just every single picture of that in slightly different fashions. There's a kidnapped band in the back of there, and some of them, like sometimes there's better looking goats.
Look, I found an album, it's everything that we need, it's also really great, oh, it's so wholesome. Mm.
Are you going through my things?
No.
Okay. Now, Sandra, I believe you had a question.
Yes, so what colour crackers do you prefer?
Green.
Okay, good. And your party poppers, would you prefer them to spray red confetti, goat blood, or spectacles?
Oh, goat blood.
Okay.
Very festive goat blood, almost as festive as lightning.
Oh, yes. Lots of lightning making out of that. Right, I think that's all we need.
So it's a Christmas without electrocution.
Here, have some rings.
Oh, thanks very much.
You'll probably need 8.
Why would you say that? I'm a perfectly normal human.
Humans can wear 8 rings for the 8 fingers. It's silly to have one on a thumb.
Of course. I have 8 fingers. Let's talk no more about it. Just put the rings on the table. Yes, good.
Here you go.
So.
Can the lightning have struck the little clanky thing that 2017 is carrying and his drone comes to life?
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I should... Well, I'm going to do this. It's now got a candy cane in my mouth. That's how 2017 talks, because it's got augmentations. But they're not really augmentations. They just stuck bits of metal in their face.
That's a dark future indeed. The drone sputters to life.
Oh, Droney! I don't name things well. Oh, Droney, wonderful!
Yes, Master. I've returned. Many years I've lain dormant.
Yes.
And now I have returned to the past, or possibly come anyway. What is it?
What's the time?
I'm plugged into the internet, you know. Do you know what the internet is?
No, what's the time?
Oh, it's 3:30.
Okay. Is that local time?
No, it's not. Yes, it's local time. You're the worst.
Okay.
Why don't you let me hang out with the wizards?
I want to set up a focus group.
Okay, put them near me.
Right, guys, we need to find a focus group now.
Oh, well, that means we would need one creature of every race.
Oh, Shindig preference. Would you like to come with us to meet some other people?
Oh, I'd love to. It doesn't appear you've actually solved the second stage yet.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Does that mean that we've learned something about wizards?
Yeah, we've learned that he's really on board with the focus group.
Right, okay, so wizard parties love goat blood, focus groups, and active bands.
Sounds good. You know what? Let's skip past this scene. We're only one off. We've got the focus group.
Do I need to roll something?
Yeah, why not? Gather the races in a room and I will focus upon them. What killer what of laser should I use?
3.
Laser charging.
Alright, guys.
place to bring back. All right. We must leave this place and return with one thing.
I mean, I do have other things to do today.
Is the other thing being in a focus group?
Yes, why not? Yeah. It's a rival focus group.
Oh, can we take what? That over, maybe? Well, can we go visit?
I mean, I'm not in charge of the focus group, but I suppose if you want... I just... No!
I mean, we wouldn't have to gather for the race, so they've already been
there. But I gave you 8 rings!
Yeah.
Who did that? Very well. Let's You've earned my loyalty. Bear goblins.
Let's take over this other focus group.
All of you hop on my back. I'll probably only need one of you.
That sounds like a fair trade.
Okay. In order to deal with this focus group takeover... 2017 is going to roll partying because it's kind of a party.
it's a party focus group. That was specifically stated. True,
And the drone, because the drone is involved.
Yes.
He's using a laser.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and enforce resolution because they're
trying to enforce the resolution of the situation. more of a sort of UN resolution. Yeah, yeah.
Roll. 6, 4, 2, 1.
So you can re-roll and take off the hat.
I'm going to re-roll them all and take off the hat. That was worse.
Well, you die.
Oh, bye-bye, Sprinter.
Oh, man. Droney was great.
Maybe Droney can stick around.
Yeah, okay. Hop on my back. That's right. Everyone in my back. You come near this horrible beak I happen to have. Oh, it tastes future.
Yeah, you're horribly eaten by an octopus monster.
That's sort of what 2017 expected. They've been watching a lot of anime.
So you have a good thing and you have a success.
The good thing is that the wizard is pleased by the taste of 2017 and thus is even more amenable.
I was very amenable before, but I'm practically ecstatic now.
So, the wizard Shindig Preferences walks you towards the focus group. You're all concealed within his horrible robes. And he knocks wildly on the door. And a hobgoblin opens it.
Yes, come in.
Who's I'm here for the focus group?
Okay. Well, I won't have NPCs talk to each other for much longer. Come along and sit down.
There are 6 different NPCs in there. Each of them with a voice more similar than the last.
Merry Christmas, everyone! I fling rings.
Oh, Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
They all say.
So my next goblin is Inigo, who is the one who insists on avenging the death of his father, even though he's a member of an asexual species. Inigo comes in, and I think I'm going to try and charm one particular member of the focus group.
Cool, okay. You probably want Lady Havisham.
Hello?
Lady Havisham!
Lady Havisham is a much higher voice and simultaneously lower.
Indeed.
Inigo, my name is Inigo Montoya.
I'm terribly sorry, my accent is catching.
Yes.
It does that sometimes.
Well, you're very persuasive. Yes.
So you're not the only one.
No.
She fans herself with a fan.
No.
Sorry, no, it's over the opera program. I don't know why she's in the Great Battle Camp, but I like her.
Yes.
Like, her moustache is devilishly handsome.
Yeah, so is yours.
Roll some dice.
So in you go. No, what species is...
Orc. Orcs are posh in this game now.
Lovely, posh orcs.
Right, so Inigo is going to attempt to charm this Lady Havisham orc into giving him more information.
He is
going to brush back his single good hair into a rakish quiff. It's going to be a comb over. It's going to go over one side and then quite around and around and around. And he's going to make a deliberate play using psychobabble. He's making friends, so that's a third dice. And using psychobabble, he is going to begin the conversation.
Lady Havisham, yes, I believe that you killed my father. Now, obviously, I'd like to avenge that on some level, but also, from a Freudian perspective, I'm quite glad you did.
So I'll take a fifth dice for psychobabble.
Go for it, yeah.
Do you see anyone who looks like my mother around? Let me know.
Right, so we have
A six, a five, and two fours.
I would like
you're plus one as well.
And I'm plus one.
I think you actually resolved
that's
the scene.
Five.
Also, I would like to give James the hat.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yes.
Mm. Really? Is it because I hate hats and you want to force me into wearing
yeah, we
this?
Are. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Oh, I hate this.
And you know what? Having resolved that stage, I think we'll end the episode there okay. with James wearing the hat and we will come
back. I'm going to wear the hat for a week.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be so greasy.
I'm going to have such flat hair.
So, thanks again, Grant. And obviously, we're going to be back in next week for the second part of this. So, I guess we'll see you then. Bye, all.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
My guys have one party popper, but the string has fallen off, so there's no way
to. That's the they pulled it a couple of days ago, they're not sure when it's going to go off. It's more of a threat.
What did he call it?
I'm also going to do Defeat Invaders at stage two, and we'll work out what those invaders are when we get there.
I think you mean disbar gate crashers.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry.
Defeat the gate crashers.
Disbar. Is that disbar? Would disbar be letting them back in?
No, they're allowed
hey,
in.
When did the goblin pedant turn up?
they're allowed in, they're just not allowed to practice law while they're in there.
It's a Christmas party, guys, come on.
Yay,
go for it, seems
rules.
A good thing to do.
So, there's
basically a rule.
Do we put them all in a box and then just leave them with Ben's characters?
In a very meta mood, there's actually just a copy of Goblin Quest.
Whoa!
Your character dies as their mind literally blows.
That's the sound of my mind blowing.
So, you have...
Is your brain a whoopee cushion?
It's just slowly...
Was it ever in Dutch?
It's a very small aperture when it's blowing. I didn't specify the size of the mind or the blowhole. Please continue, Grant.
I will. It's a posh in this game now.
Lovely. The posh orcs. They're the warmongers. So, moving on. Lots of
social commentary there, James.
Lots of orcs own shares and BAU systems.
In bees?
B systems, A systems, and E systems.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.